Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers, and today's conversation was with Sky Lesher, Deputy Chief Financial Officer and Director, Office of Financial Management at the U.S. Department of Interior. And joining us in our conversation is Deborah Kammer, another PwC partner.
Sky, can you talk about how the councils have been able to measure success?
That's a great question, and I think we're probably somewhat early in the process in the sense that all of the councils have strategic plans that have been formed in the last couple of years. Trying to measure success on how to improve the interaction is going to be something that will be a challenge for us as we move forward. One of the things I think that is clear to us that much of what we're doing right now is very much process-oriented. We put together teams. We have issues. We try to resolve those issues and work together on completing a plan or a program or a new policy. But the real proof will be when we start to see the results on improved operations, improved efficiency, which, of course, we've gotten over the last few years, partially because we've downsized the federal government substantially, but also in more effective reporting and better understanding of the issues that we have to deal with.
Has there been much teamwork in addressing these issues?
I'll answer that with a yes and a no. We have a very definite acknowledgement between all of the communities that we need to work collaboratively. Mm-hmm. We have a number of issues that have been addressed in that particular form. I mentioned earlier the security issue, and in that particular case, the CFO and CIO communities have come together to try to work in certain parts of that. One of those had to do with a conference that we put together about a year and a half ago, where the CIO Council and the CFO Council basically tried to address what are some of the security issues that we had to face collectively in moving into the electronic government arena. And they basically came down to a couple of them, certainly the whole change that's required to bring that into the government was one of them. How do you make those kinds of changes? The legal framework that's there, some of the security issues, and really one very important point that did come up in those discussions was that the public expects to have access to information readily available. But at the same time, if it's in the government, that the security requirements of those may actually be higher than what you'd have in the private sector, because if we release accidentally information that is held by the government, you may have a greater impact on the public, and certainly the public views that we should have a very high level of responsibility and security over data that is provided to the government. So there are a number of issues that we had to deal with or have to deal with, and it's a CIO community issue, but it's also a CFO community issue, and in a lot of ways it is sort of an everybody's issue related to the programs and what information we have. As we start to move into some of the other areas, for example, procurement and some of the systems is how we link up the financial management and the procurement communities. We are working under GFIP, which is the Joint Financial Management Improvement Program, which is the organization that basically publishes the requirements for financial systems, and they put together teams, and one of those teams is dealing with combination of the CFO and the Procurement Executives Council, a team to deal with the relationship and how the data needs to move between the procurement systems and the financial systems. So we have examples where we're starting to work together. I will say that probably the future is going to be driven off of the President's management agenda.
How so?
Well, the President has established a management improvement agenda. It's a President's management agenda, and it has it establishes five government-wide initiatives, and then a series of nine program-related, which are basically specific to individual agencies. And the government-wide initiatives include The strategic management of the human capital issue, we've had a lot of discussion about the fact that there's going to be a big bubble in terms of the retirements of key executives in the federal government. So how do you handle that issue? Competitive sourcing, which is how we work more effectively with the private sector and in terms of using private sector capabilities. Improving financial performance has a couple of elements to it. One has to do with erroneous payments, and those are really the large benefit assistance programs, but also the financial reporting and getting accurate information for management as well as external reporting, and that sits in there. Another initiative having to do with the expanding electronic government, the e-gov kind of focus, and there's a number of initiatives within that are moving forward, which is basically to be more collaborative on how we deal with electronic government across agencies. And then one of the great challenges, which is how to bring budget and performance integration, which will be a phasing in period. But those have set this government-wide initiative, and certainly in the one that's probably leading in the collaborative sense is the e-government initiative. We had actually subcommittees under the CIO Council, the CFO Council, and the Procurement Executives Council for electronic government. Each of us had our own. And then we had liaison people cutting back and forth, which is it was a good attempt at trying to improve the interaction. But with this expanding e-government kind of focus, now I think that where we will evolve is those working groups will become single working groups sponsored by the three committees. And this will be a new working model that we'll establish here as we start to basically implement the management agenda that's been established by the president.
How will you measure success of implementation of the management agenda? How will you know when you've done it?
Well, that's a really good question. And there is OMB is developing a scorecard to help focus on that. That process is now in its drafting stages. The director of OMB has taken a very active role in pushing this scorecard forward. We suspect it'll have a lot of visibility in the President's Management Council, right? And the criteria for how you get graded in that scorecard will drive, I think, a lot of the focus on how you move. And it has at least right now, it has a sort of red, yellow, green kind of focus to it. And so people are not going to want to be sitting in the red and would like to get to the green. And what will the criteria? And they're working on that criteria right now. I suspect that we will see that criteria defined here in the next month and a half.
Now, we know that you've just done a bunch of restructuring within your office. Can you talk some about that?
Sure. Anytime you have a change in administrations, you have a new focus in terms of how you manage. But I think that the big change that's occurring right now is the way the management agenda is basically developing around the president's management agenda. And so in those areas that we're talking about in terms of the whole human capital and how you deal with developing people, hiring people, getting them, there's a proper flow, that's an important area. So we're developing within Interior teams, basically, that will be focusing on these individual areas. Not that we didn't have teams that dealt with human resources, but now we're focusing on it in such a way as it's more in the investment arena, investing in the human capital. Competitive sourcing is a major focus, and so how we go about doing that. There are procedures that have been in place for a while. Something called A76, which has a lot of special rules. But if you want to move quickly in this area, it needs to have some adjustment to the focus, if you will, and that would be so we're working on that issue as it relates to Interior. And we actually use a lot of private sector organizations to deliver a lot of our services right now. The financial performance arena, although Interior doesn't have any of these big benefit programs, that's certainly something we're concerned about. So we're focusing on erroneous payments. We're focusing on the financial statements, how to improve that, improve the timeliness of those, improve the quality of the data coming back. So it's more readily available to the managers in electronic government, of course. And there's another group that's being pulled together to focus on that. And then the budget and performance, where we work, it's really budget, finance, and performance. Right, I say financial statements. The budget, which is the formulation and the budget request, and then of course the performance, which are the results. And there are a number of issues that will have to be addressed as we start to link the budget with what's actually being delivered in terms of results.
Well, that's a good stopping point. Rejoin us after the break as we continue our conversation with Sky Lesher of the Department of Interior. This is the Business of Government Hour.